Isaiah 43, 1 through 7. But now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in exchange for you, because you are precious in my sight and honored, and I love you. I give people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bring your offspring from the east, and from the west I will gather you. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not withhold. Bring my sons from far away, and my daughters from the end of the earth. Everyone who is called by my name, who I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. But now thus says the Lord God, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. In my opinion, these are some of the most beautiful words in our scripture. They paint this amazing picture of a God who loves us, who cares for us, who's always with us, no matter what. Yet as beautiful as these words are, they're also difficult. In fact, one of the things I've read about this scripture is something along the lines of, remember, these words are easier to read and to write about than they are to truly hear and believe. And then after I read that, I think that's true. These words are great to read at church. These words, they weren't even hard for me to write about. But to actually believe, to actually hear the good news that they're telling us, to remember that God knows us, calls us by name, and that we belong to God all the time, well, that's extremely difficult. To pass through the waters and walk through the fire and not be afraid because we actually believe God is with us, that's also extremely difficult for us to believe. And yet, these words are true. And they call us to believe because they're not just good news in our lives. These words are our lives. Without these promises, I don't think we stand a chance. So we're going to talk about them, but more importantly, I want us to try to hear them, to let them work in our hearts, and in our lives. These words, but now thus says the Lord, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by my name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. These are difficult words even when Isaiah first prophesied them to the people of Israel. At this point in the book of Isaiah, the people have been exiled. They've been forced from their land and their homes. They've lost their kingdom. Because of their disobedience to God, they were sent into exile. And yet here is Isaiah telling them that they are indeed still children of God, that God still knows their names, that God still redeems them, forgives them, makes them whole despite their sin. And so they don't have to fear. They need not be afraid of the strange land they find themselves in. They need not be afraid of when they're going to be able to go home again, because God is with them through it all. Yes, it's difficult. It might be difficult for the people to believe that God can actually redeem them after they've messed up so much. It might be difficult for the people to believe that God is still with them in this strange and foreign land. But they're being called by Isaiah and by God to hear these words, to trust these words, and to let them work in their hearts and in their lives. And like already mentioned, these words are still difficult for us today because we have a lot that we can fear as well. We have aspects of our own life to fear. We may be afraid of instability. We may be afraid of loss. We may be afraid about health or the health of someone we love. We may be afraid about the future, about uncertainty. We may be afraid of failure. Maybe we're fearful of happenings in our larger world as well. But whatever it is, there's plenty to be fearful of. But we're called to live differently. We're called to not be afraid. We're called to not be afraid, but not because bad things will never happen. Notice that our scripture doesn't say, if you pass through the waters or if you walk through the fire. It says, when you pass through the water and when you walk through the fire. You all don't need me to tell you that becoming a Christian doesn't mean that bad things won't happen. You all don't know that it's not true that becoming a Christian means everything will be easy and painless, because you all live actual lives. This passage isn't telling us that bad things won't happen. It's telling us that when bad things do happen, we don't have to be afraid because God is with us. As Christians, we never have to be defined by fear. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. We're called not to fear because God knows our names. God created each and every one of us and knows each and every one of us by name. Yet stop and think about how amazing that is for a second. It's estimated that 107 billion people have ever lived in the history of the world. 107 billion, and God knows all of them by name. 107 billion, and God knows each of us by name. 107 billion, and God loves you. God finds you important and worthy. How can we possibly be afraid when that is true? And not only that, we're called not to fear because God redeems us. The only thing that should scare us is our sin, because that's what separates us from God. Yet God redeems us. God forgives our sin so that we never have to be separated from him. No matter what we've done, no matter how far we've wandered, God redeems us. And as we are redeemed by God, we are reunited with God and thus have nothing to fear. So we're called not to fear because God is with us. No matter what we face, exile or illness or loss or failure or hurt or brokenness, God is with us. No matter what water we go through, no matter what fire we face, God is with us. How do we know that? Well, one way is through our baptisms. When we remember that we are baptized, we're remembering that we're claimed by God, that God knows our names, and that God is always with us. Our baptisms remind us that when we face fearful challenges and circumstances, that we don't have to fear, because we belong to God. As baptized children of God, God calls us by name and comes along with us with enough support to allow us to pass through the water. So we don't have to be afraid, so that we pass through the waters with confidence as redeemed children of God. So one more time, hear these words and let them work in your heart and in your life. Believe them. Trust them. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. Do not be afraid. God is with you. God loves you. God calls you by name.